Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, September 13, 1950, the Legislative Council approved perhaps the most important piece of legislation of the 20th century, the Amendment to the Representation of the People Act to allow adults to vote in Barbados without income, property, and educational qualifications. Black politicians such as Charles Duncan O'Neill, Grantley Adams, and Winter Crawford, to name a few, had launched a virtual crusade against this system for over 30 years. The bill granted universal suffrage, abolished the qualification for membership of the House of Assembly, and reduced the quorum of the House from 12 members to 9. Members expressed a varied viewpoint on the idea of qualifications, some agreeing to the abolition of qualifications as a necessary measure to the question of suffrage, and others noting that some degree of qualification should be added. The Honorable Dr. H.G. Messiah, chairman of the Select Committee, registered his disagreement with the abolition of some form of qualification for membership to the island's House of Assembly. However, he was uncertain about the form this qualification should take. Describing the financial qualification in this age as absurd, he noted his preference for an educational and/or age qualification. He believed that there should be some type of qualification, but was unsure what form this should take. Dr. Messiah conceded that whichever was chosen, it would prove a serious hardship on certain people. The Honorable G.D.L. Pyle, a leading landowner in Barbados, objected to Section 2 of the bill, which would abolish the property qualification for membership to the House. He also objected to the education and age qualification. While he expressed his preference for the democratic system of government to any other, he opined that the more broadly based the system, the better, where the people govern themselves. While Pyle preferred some form of limitation, he, however, conceded that all qualifications had advantages and disadvantages. While G.B. Evelyn and Mrs. Hanshaw supported Mr. Pyle's objection, A.G. Gittins, J.A. Maughan, V.C. Gale, Dr. St. John, H.A. Cuke, and E.J. Petrie voted against the objection. So, on this day, September 13, 1950, the Bill to Amend the Representation of the People Act, granting universal suffrage to Barbadians, was passed. The vote in the hands of 96,000 Barbadians would secure the removal of the planter merchant elite from political power, replacing this group with black middle class politicians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.